through the good times and through the bad times. Update. Your talking newspaper. Keeping you connected.
So, a very warm welcome to you to the opening segment of Update, talking New Stoke and North Staffordshire for October the 10th, 2025. It's brilliant to have you back with us, and I hope you've had an amazing couple of weeks. You've had an eventful summer. Are you ready for the autumn? Currently, we do aim to get a service out to you via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks. And as I say before, we do have the occasional overlap because this does depend on volunteer availability and sometimes bizarre situations that are outside of our control, things like illnesses and Royal Mail delays. The next edition, to give you a little bit of an insight going to the end of the year, will be the 25th of October. Then we'll have one on the 14th of November, and then we'll have the first Christmas edition for you on the 3rd, I'll say around the 5th. It will be sent out to you around the 5th of December, and then we'll have one just before Christmas that will be sent out around the 19th, 20th of December. If you do use the pouch service, please do try and get them back to us by the 22nd of October if you'd like that edition sending out to you. Contents available on our website at updatestoke.org, via the Wireless for the Blind talking newspaper app at the moment, on tablet or smartphone. We're also available on Amazon Alexa. If you'd like to know how to use it on those devices, please do get in touch and I'll be able to guide you through the process. Also, if you do need any help with anything technical or want to comment on an edition or make a suggestion, you can call the studio number, which is 07721 641887. For general inquiries, new listeners and volunteers, you can call the general phone number, which is 07395 777 628. I'll repeat that for you. That's 07395 777 628. To contact us by email, it's info@updatestoke.org. If you know of anyone who'd like to listen to Update who doesn't already, please do spread the word. And the same goes regarding volunteers. If you know of anyone with a little spare time, perhaps someone who's got a nice speaking voice who you think would make a good reader, please do have a little word in their ear and ask them to get in touch. We're also asking anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks and machines to one of the new services that we offer to return equipment to us, to tell us who you are, and if you can afford, to make a yearly contribution of £25 to help with additional cost. And that goes for people who need one of the USB players replacing. We do ask if you can make a contribution. The addition of Alexa means a few changes around availability of content, so certain things are only available via the pouch service and online at updatestoke.org. Staffordshire Sight are also sharing content links when available on Facebook and Twitter. They also have a whole host of services that they brilliantly provide. They have a drop-in on Tuesdays at their new, I say new, it isn't really new now, at the Hub in Albion Street. It still is good though. And it offers support should you need it, and you can also test equipment and all great little gizmos and things, and you can also ask them for advice if you need it. Their phone number is 07 931 327 018. You can talk, call, text or WhatsApp, or you can email hello@ssla.org.uk. I do have the events calendar that I'm going to very quickly run through after Timbo's trivia, so keep listening for that. The readers for you this week are myself, Teresa and Cliff, plus we've got Poems with Jean, Sport with Cliff and John, and not forgetting we have Uta's one and only snippets. Now, Uta's in Corfu, but she did the snippets for me before she went away, so I've got those for you. Liz is away on holiday in Devon, so we'll have her one and only quiz, and her dulcet tones will be returning late in October for the next edition. I'm going to have Timbo's trivia for you at the start of this edition, and then the answers in the entertainment segment. In the entertainment segments, we've also got the best of what's on at the cinema, theatre previews, quite a few for you this week, catching up. We have at the Regent and the New Vic, we've got a review of 222, A Ghost Story, that my niece Alicia went to review for me, and we're going to do that. We've also got the Grand Babylon Hotel that Jean went to at the weekend. I've got a review of that, and I've also got a review of The Lightning Seed, Not the Lightning Seed, the Lightning Thief, Percy Jackson musical, which is on all week with an audio described performance on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. I've got a little preview and review of that that I want to see on Tuesday. And we have two editions of In Touch from Peter White and BBC Radio 4 right at the end. And we're going to do Grapevine for you, also, which is the TV stories that are getting us talking. All that great stuff for you coming up in the entertainment segment. Now, I hope you've had a good summer and you're launched into the autumn. It has gone a bit dreary with the weather. It's a bit cold. Hope you're not too depressed with the state of the world, everything going on in the UK, America, Ukraine, everywhere else. The current government not really making people happy with benefit cuts and political tugs of war and the never-ending cost of living crisis that they never seem to address. We are fast approaching the autumn and winter season with Halloween and Bonfire not too far away. And as soon as that happens, then you know what that time of year is. Things are already in the shops reminding us that Christmas is not far away. And I think it happened even early this year. I think it was like the end of August, beginning of September. It gets earlier and earlier every year. It's always good, though, to, if you ever get a bit dreary, to look on the bright side and have something to look forward to. I've said this before, and I hope I don't sound preachy, but if you ever do get lonely or a little down, then there's always someone who you can reach out to. Friend, family member, someone who you've not caught up with for a while, who perhaps someone in your life who you've depended on but you've lost touch. It's always good to maybe drop an email, maybe give a phone call to, and arrange to meet for a walk, a lunch, or a coffee. Like, sometimes people will be busy and say they can't do it, but if you're persistent, it will happen. So please do bear that in mind. Also, a reminder that scams are happening constantly. They're popping up in text, in person, on WhatsApp, email, through the post, and on telephone. So if you're ever, ever in doubt, always ask and get advice. If you need any help or support from us, please do get in touch. We'll try and do whatever we can. We can also refer you to other services. We're currently pursuing funding streams. We are supported brilliantly by the National Lottery Awards for All, and they do such a wonderful job helping to keep us going. But donations are also greatly appreciated. So if you appreciate what we do, and you can afford a donation, then that is very much appreciated. We also ask if you are thinking of leaving some money to a good cause in your will, then please do bear update in mind. And also, you can make a donation online if you'd like by clicking on the Just Giving link on the website, and that's updatestoke.org. I hope you'll always find ways to lift your spirits when you need to. If you need to get in touch about anything, the phone number again is 07721. I'm talking about studio-wise, like anything to do with the edition. You can give me a call, and that's 07721 641 887. Or you can email info@updatestoke.org. And we're always here if you need us. The general inquiries number, so that's like to do with anything like volunteers and any problems that you may have, then you can give the general inquiries number a call on 07395 777 628. I'd like to take another opportunity to thank you so much for listening and supporting Update. A massive thank you to all those who've donated, and a bigger thank you to all the volunteers and trustees who give up their time to keep Update going and make it strong. And I hope you enjoy the range of features and information we've got for you this week. Through all things, keep smiling through, and I hope you do enjoy a lovely edition for the 10th of October, 2025. Keep listening.